Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. When last did you talk about Stalin? How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. When did I last talk about Stalin? I don't recall.
It just came up in conversation, right?
There was a thing, there wasn't there? There was somebody claiming to be related to him at some stage, and there was a documentary about it, I remember, from a couple of years ago. I say a couple, probably 10.
Fair enough.
Apart from that. There was that good film as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
About the death of Stalin. Remember that?
I don't. Oh. I'm sorry. 1981, Adam. That's when I arrived. Yeah.
Oh, I see. 1981. Yeah, it's since then. So.
Oh, is it? Is it after? Okay, my bad. Okay, I'll look it up. Sorry. Obviously, I'm
one
just
of us
uncultured.
Is forgetting something.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of forgetting things, a dementia drug. Mm. What in the world?
Yeah. Now, I suppose there are claims for this drug, and indeed there have been some controversial trials. At one stage, it was thought that it absolutely didn't really do the business, and they had another look and thought, well, hang on a moment, maybe with heavier doses. So this is a drug called aducanumab, which has been produced in the United States and has now been regulated by the medical authorities in the United States. The first new treatment for Alzheimer's disease for nearly 20 years. Approved by regulators, and the deal with this is it targets the underlying cause of Alzheimer's. So it's the amyloid beta plaques in the brain. We don't need to particularly go, I mean, if you have it, I suppose you understand it, but it's the fact that it's attacking the cause of Alzheimer's rather than just the symptoms. Now, the symptoms, obviously, it's helpful to treat them, but of course, right. If ultimately it can slow Alzheimer's or
That's
indeed
incredible.
Stop it. It's a big deal. Of course, it's still really being put through its paces, okay. And your regulators and my regulators haven't yet approved it. But you know what? In a year or two's time, this could be a real game changer.
What? Game changer was exactly the term I was going to use. This is so incredible. I can't tell you. I mean, I have great. I'm not prone to it, but and my DNA isn't. But I don't know if you've watched like movies about people like experiencing Alzheimer's and stuff, or had friends or family. It is heartbreaking. Like
it's one of the most upsetting things because it's like I've seen it with my godmother and a couple of friends of my mother's, and yeah, absolutely, it sort of robs them of them. That's the worst aspect of it.
I can only imagine the fear of that as it's happening when you suddenly realize that I am actually forgetting. You know, so I'm really excited about this medication.
One of the early signs, apparently, I was just reading a guy who said that the first thing he noticed was that he confused left and right. I know rather a lot of people, especially when driving, who confuse left and right. I wonder if that... No, of course it's not.
It's just a
left-right thing.
That's it. If you put your hands out and your thumb's flat, does this make sense? Like your hand out in front of you?
Yeah.
Your left hand always makes an L.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I tell people who don't get this right. Okay.
I see.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Your right hand makes an L.
No, it's backward. Okay, anyways. Greece has got a COVID recovery, which maybe we could learn from. What's their simple plan for the island?
Yeah, it is a simple plan, and boy, do they need it. I mean, we're talking about the Greek islands that have suffered like many tourist-dependent parts of the world. I mean, they really do need tourists and haven't had any, really. Although I heard the stat that they'd had 20% the usual number of visitors, which, of course, is a terrible figure, 80% haven't been there. But I'm amazed it's even 20%, frankly. I don't know anyone who's been anywhere near Greece.
Right.
So they have this Operation Blue Freedom, which is quite simply to vaccinate every single person who lives on the Greek islands. In some cases, we're talking sizable populations, Crete and Corfu. In other cases, Mykonos, Andros, Zante, I mean, any myriad number of Greek islands, they're quite small populations. They are, generally speaking, already COVID-free. Of course, if everyone's vaccinated, then they could make it COVID-immune. And if you put those two things together and then have people arriving with vaccination passports / certificates, that's how they see their way of actually having a tourism summer. And, you know, it should be kicking in sort of now, really, for them. So they need this to happen really quickly.
But that's impressive. Yeah, so far, and I'm so very jealous.
Yes, I suppose... if you've got small islands and you can kind of identify that, that helps, doesn't it? But the only thing is, of course, they need the big players to play ball with this and allow people to go. And I have to say, so far, the big players, Germany, the UK, Russia, Scandinavia, they are not playing not sending tourists yet.
Can you guys just hurry up and come to Cape Town so that our restaurants can just like,
you can just make, handy,
yeah, get vaccinated and get over here. I mean, seriously. Okay. Why are we paying attention to Donald Trump's trousers?
Donald wears your trousers, as once upon a time was a famous song in Scotland. Yeah, I have to say there's been rather a lot of focus on this in some stranger parts of the media. Donald Trump suddenly emerging from under a rock or maybe under an American flag, depending on your point of view. And he gave this speech in North Carolina, and he appeared to be wearing his trousers back to front. If you see a photo online of him, it absolutely looks like there's no fly zip and it's all a bit sort of weirdly bunched, and you think, have you got your trousers on the right way around? And indeed, there's been scrutiny, therefore, of the photos. Had he got his pants on backwards, etc. If you may remember, there was a fad in the 1990s. Do you remember the hip-hop duo Criss Cross?
Yes! Oh my gosh, obviously. That was like, I had a crush in high school, yes.
A crush on Criss Cross.
Yeah.
They used to wear their trousers the wrong way around. Because inside out, it's wiggida, wiggida, wiggida whack. You may remember that. Wondering if Donald Trump had got in touch with his Criss Cross will make you jump. Whether he was doing that. Turns out he wasn't. It was a bad angle, and he does know how to dress, which is a bit disappointing. If he was starting some sort of fashion movement, then maybe we'd have been with him.
And
if you're
going to
jump,
morning.
How high? Real high, because I'm just so fly.
Oh, my God. You're even getting the rhythm of the song perfect.
Well,
like, how high? Real high till we touch the sky. Oh, my gosh, because it's wiggity, 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 whack. You have made my morning, Adam. Thank you. Chris, well, you made me jump. Thank you. Great stories. Catch up with you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist giving you the world view.